you promise your Xiaomi corresponds to your promise probably Daf Sadi Dalet. Begin in your Xiaomi on Daf Nun Zainu Dalet at the Mishnah. And that's Halacha Vav. Misha Holcha Ishtoi Velef Hayam Bova Amuloi Nisa Ishtecha Venosa Esachesa Achacha Bath Ishtoi Muteres Achzoloi Hu Muta Bekoi Vishnia Vashni Muteres Bekoi Vav Venisa Vishnia Muta Vishnia. It says one person's wife, called Leah, went overseas. They told him that she died. He married her sister Rachel. Later, Leah returned. She returned to him, and he submitted to Rachel's relatives, and Rachel submitted to his relatives. If Leah later died, he may marry Rachel. Amulai meisa ishtecha benasa eschaisa, achacha amulai kayem eschaisa or meisa, havala rishon mamza va'achrin ein mamza. They told him that Leah died and he married Rachel, and they told him that really she died after this, the Nisuin to Rachel. The first child means anyone conceived before Leah died is a mamza, but the latter child is not. Basically says that anyone who forbids others forbids himself to himself. Anyone who does not forbid others does not forbid to himself. I will explain. Amulai Mesa Ishtecha Nasa Sachosa Meaviha Mesa Venasa Sachosa Meima Mesa Venasa Sachosa Meaviha Mesa Venasa Sachosa Meima. They told the man that his wife died and he married her paternal sister. They told him that his wife died and he married her paternal sister. They told him that his wife died and he married her paternal sister. They told him that this wife died and he married her maternal sister. Musa Rishona or Shlishis Vachamishis Poitrois Soriseim Vaosa Bishni or Vavius Vain Viasachas Mehim Poitrois Soasa. If all found to be alive, he permitted to his first, third, and fifth wives, and they exempt their Sois, he died without children, one under Zibon Chalitza. He's forbidden to his second and fourth wives, and if he dies without children, Yibim of either of them does not exempt their Sois. In Baal ala Shnia, Bachamisis Arishona, Muta, Vishnia, Ravavavius, Poitrois, Sarisayim, Vaasa, Vishnishis, Vachamishis, Reinachas Mehem, Poitrois, Sarasa. We have relations with the second wife after the first wife died. He's permitted to his second and fourth wives, and they exempt their Sois. He's forbidden to his third and fifth wives, and Yibim of either of them does not exempt this her Tsar. The Gemara says, Ksiv, Vachoshav Ish Reisa, Shechivasa Oisasa. Ve'en Shechivasa Acheres Oisasa. The Gemara says, in the Rebbe Perkei, possibly Yud Gimel, and a man will lie with her. A married woman's relations forbids herself. Her husband's relations with someone else, see her sister, does not forbid her. Va'ama Af, she say Tamon, Achas Yisheich Hadla Inzim. Why she forbidden to her husband when she married based on the false witnesses? We should say also there, Vat kisatis tachas yisheich excludes if it was oines, if it was completely inadvertent. Amu matanya gozu al doshu monsui, al gozu al doshinu monsui, derecha ish le seis mede sayom, ein darka shel isha le seis mede sayom. Matanya answers that they decreed about something which is common. They didn't decree about something uncommon, so it's common for a man to go overseas, but it's uncommon for a woman to go overseas. Tani Amar Yehuda, Moedin Beshamai or Beisilol, Vebal Chamoisai Shepasal Es Ishtei, Amalechaku Vebal Achais Ishtei, Beshamai Omrim Pasal, Beisilol Omrim Loi Pasal. Yehuda says in a brisa that Beshamai and Beisilol agree that one has relations with his mother-in-law, he forbids his wife to himself. What do they argue about? They argue about one has relations with his wife's sister. Beshamai says that he disqualified his wife to himself, and Beisilol say that he did not disqualify. Vaya Bashim of Yochanan, Tama de Yehuda, the Eish Yisalfu Oisai, Oisai Vesen. The Tamilin quoting of Yochanan said that Yehuda learns from the Pasakin Vayikope, Chav Pasak Yudalad, that if a man will take a woman and her mother, the Pasak says, they shall be burnt in fire, he and they. Man Kaimin, what's the case? In the Indian Sefer, Enes Ezez El Achas, with regarding the punishment of death by Sefer, cannot be because only one of the women is burned, the first one didn't transgress. And it may not be in the safer to know in the Issa. Rather, if it If it did not teach about Seifa, we expand it to teach about Issa. In relation to the latter, forbids the former. The name could be Akiva, could be Shmuel, Tani, could be Shmuel, Be'ish, Yisrael, Fu, Oisai, Be'eshen, Hu, Be'esh, Shnir. This is like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Eshen means both of them. It cannot be like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel taught Be'ish, Yisrael, Fu, Oisai, Be'eshen, he and the second means even if his wife died, he's killed to his mother-in-law. The Pasuk is not free to teach about that relations with the mother-in-law forbids his wife. Beshamai reason that in a place where a man with a light Issa had relations with a woman with a light Issa, as we'll explain, he forbade the ones who forbid him. Here, when a man with a severe Issa, which is Achaz Ishtei, his wife's sister, had relations with a woman with a severe Issa, with Achaz Ishtei, well, the more so we should forbid the ones who forbid him, the man and his wife become forbidden to each other. The Hayden Issa Kal, what's this light Issa? Rabbi Yochanan said this is the case at the beginning of our perek, a woman will be married based on a false witness. Is that considered a light Issa? Well, it's a severe Issa of Ishish, of a married lady. The answer is it's called light because the latter married her derech heta because we thought that her husband died. The Rishon Rabbah gave a different answer. This Baisa discusses one who remarried his divorcee after she had nisuin with a second man and was widowed or divorced from him. Namely, Mishanisa, Safira Mishanisasa. Why did it say after she had nisuin? It's even after she became a Kodeshus. Again, to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippa, the Rabbi Ben Kippa, Amar Min Ha'irusin Muteris. And actually, he said it because of Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippa, who says that when a remarried his divorcee after she was widowed or divorced from Eirusin, with a second husband, she committed to return to her first husband. Rebbe gives a third answer that the Baisa discusses a Yerom who fell to two Yeromim. One of them gave a Mama, and then the other had relations with her. Lamali asaba mama, afili le asaba mama, lamali baraleha, afili le baraleha. And we ask, why did he say after he gave mama? The first is disqualified even if he did not give a mama, rather he had relations with both of them. Why did he say that he had relations with her? It's even if he did not have relations with her, rather he gave a mama to both of them. Again, Beishamai, again, it's say Rabban Gamliel. The answer is due to Beishamai and due to Rabban Gamliel, who holds that there's no mama after mama, therefore he needed to discuss mama and relations in order that the baisa will be like all opinions. Tani, Amrav Shimon, Menechaku, Beshamay, Beisil, Baal Achais Ishtoi, Shemay Pasal Es Ishtoi, Amanechaku, Baal Chamoisoi, Beshamay Oimim Pasal, Beisil Oimim Le Pasal. The baisa says that Shimon holds Beshamay and Beisil did not argue about one who had relations with his wife's sister. They didn't disqualify his wife to himself. What do they argue about? They argue about one who had relations with his mother-in-law. Beishamai say that he disqualified his wife to himself. Beithil say that he did not disqualify. Beithil donin ha'ish muta b'chol hanoshin ba'ish muteris b'chol hanoshin. Tidja hu asa v'hi oisi asa. Beithil reasons that initially a man is permitted to all women and a woman is permitted to all men. When he was mechadisha, he forbade her and she forbade him. Ruba Issa Sha'asa it may Issa Shi Isa say Yu Isra Lelech Le Nasi Le Shakya Vihila Isase Ella Alkoi Risa Rubad. The Issa that he forbade her is greater than the Issa she forbade him. He forbade her to marry any man, and she forbade him only to her relatives. Ayadram Kavachimir Ma in he she isura Issa Ruba Ishkoga Allah should say the Isura Renesa the Mutala. Who she is suay issa memuad mishagbe suay in a din shalai she say yesa lemutalai. She her issa is greater and she transgressed her issa with another man b'shegeg. She's not forbidden to the one whom to whom she is permitted, means her husband. he that his issa is smaller, if he transgressed his issa, being mezana with his wife's relative, the shegeg, well, also he's not forbidden to the one to whom he's permitted, his wife. Adin din b'shegeg, b'mezid minayin. I think we'll ask, this is b'shegeg, what is the source that b'mezid, he doesn't disqualify his wife to himself through relations with her relative. Avaloima, Isa Shrivasa, Isasa, Ein Shrivasa, Heres, Isasa. And as it says, Isa, her relations forbid her, another's relations do not forbid her. Imi, Avoy, Dishmu, by Imi, Bashem, Rav Yehuda, Halacha, Rav Shimon. Imi, the father of Shmu, by Imi, quoting Rav Yehuda, said the Halacha follows Rav Shimon. Asa Uvda came with Mana, Ba'apikla, the case came in front of Rimana, the one who had relations with his mother-in-law, and he removed her, and forbade his wife to him. You say, Loi, Dehu Sava, Kobi Huda, El Shahisa, Mishageles, Lovei, you say, Edsa. It's not because he holds like Rabbi Huda, who says that all agree that relations with his mother-in-law forbids his wife to him. Rather, she regularly used to come to her daughter, and was concerned if he transgresses her again, if he remained married.